time. Ça c'est bon. Do you want a Zydeco? Ça c'est bon. Do you want to dance? Ça c'est bon. Do you want some to drink? Ça c'est bon. Do you want a party? Ça c'est bon. Do you want a Zydeco? Ça c'est bon.
Chubby party, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going.
Get the job done. If it's early,
Zydeco party, baby.
days of my day. Just my dog and my cat, whole crew and the pepper. I'm a Creole man, King Creole. Slam la campagne, à la place de mon grand-père. Les gants pour rester, un ballon de ma vie. Juste mon chien et mes chats, mon gambon et mon piment. C'est un homme créole, c'est ma vie créole. Et toi?
Thank you. club before I got a chance to speak. Get your name and your number, girl, so maybe we can hang. You and me together, girl, but then ran some drinks. Don't have to rush, so answer, mama, I'll give you time to think. Whenever you're ready, let me know. Hit me on my trio. Text messages don't matter. Just like I do, so I thank you for picking me for you. And you love it when I make you sweat and keep you smiling like when we first met. If every word I said could make you smile, you know I'd talk forever, forever, forever.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include The Mercy Brothers, Carbon Poppies, and Soul Creole, featuring Louis Michaud and Corey Lede. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Hi everyone, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we're going to head to A. Schwab's on Bill Street in Memphis, Tennessee, and hear from the Patrick Dodd Trio. Then we go to the 2012 Memphis and May Bill Street Music Fest to hear from Robert Belfour. That plus the late Jerry Wexler continues his feature host series On the Record. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Tonight at 11 on KRVS.
Greetings. Move to KRVS every Sunday night for 2 hours of hardcore classic Rasta reggae radio right here on Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m., Saturday mornings 1 to 3 here on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Thank you. of your knees.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
We're doing wonderful. I have a little echo in here. I think that
again?
Might be a little. I think that it might be something. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either.
But that's okay. We'll survive through all of this.
Okay.
First of all, I just got to say good morning to all of you. And also, I know that we have some special listeners over in Atlanta, some
are
of my former classmates, I mean, students, rather, who reside in. All the way in Atlanta, Georgia, and throughout the United States, by the way. And the Dixon family, all the way in Houston, Texas.
The Dixon?
Yeah, that was there. Former student of mine over at Holy Rosary. I just want to say good morning to all of you. And it was good to see all of my former students, in which I taught biology at Holy Rosary in 64 and 65. And I taught a little science, too, at the same time. They had to learn something about things about science other than biology. And, of course, you know, biology is also the study of science.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I did ask your student about
what's that?
You when you talked about biology and I said, hey, tell me about the amoeba. I never got a response, John.
Well, that was one thing that they didn't want to go into a long explanation about it. They wanted to keep it as concise as possible. That's what it is. I also want to say hello and good morning to my aunt, two of them actually, and Margaret Green Guidry, better known as Lamy, and Elizabeth Babette, also she's
Babette.
Thornton, yes, Green Thornton, Babette, and that's how we remembered her, as Babette. And of course, and then my other aunt, I say two, but I have three, Catherine, and we know we call her Katrine, and she just lost a son, and they buried him yesterday, Samuel Landry, and they're better known as Sam, as how they would refer to him. Sam was very well known in the neighborhood as kind of a do-it-all, and in fact, he was a graduate of Holy Rosary. He passed away at the age of 59. Of course, we want to send our condolences out to the entire family. And I know Elizabeth Babette, they're on their way back to Houston, Texas right now. She and her two of my frat brothers and cousins and her sons, good morning to all of you. And be careful on the highway as you're driving back to Houston, Texas. It was good to spend some time with you yesterday afternoon over at Sin's house. And Philip and Sin's house, sitting outside, fighting the mosquitoes a little bit. But it was just good to be able to reminisce. And just good morning to all of you. I hope that you're spending a very lovely Saturday, because today is going to be a lovely Saturday. We are heading now into the fall weather, and just mark your calendar that we will have a very hard winter this coming year. It's going to be cold. You're going to have a cold winter. And so just be prepared. Get your wool clothes together and your big coats and jackets. Look at the oak trees, Go look on the north side and see as the barks are growing and the old pecan trees. So you need to look for that.
Already?
You can start looking right now.
Just look at it.
Yeah, just keep watching the differences, how the change is going to take place.
So if you see somebody walking around looking at trees, ladies and gentlemen, don't think they lost their mind. They're trying to figure out what type of winter we got.
Yeah,
have.
That's the truth.
And
that's
John
the truth.
Is going to lead us through that.
That's the truth. 482-6991 is the number here in the studio of KRVS, and you're listening to 88.7 FM. Zadiko Sompasale, you have been entertained by MC since 8 o'clock this morning. And, of course, you just must stay tuned until 12 noon.
Oh, yep. Let's see. Ghost Riders 3rd Annual Funky Trail Ride at Donald Ray's Place in Ville Platte, Louisiana, September the 6th. And Friday, I guess it started yesterday, all the way through September the 8th, Friday and Sunday entertainment. DJ Chill Will, Friday and Sunday before Zydeco Band takes the stage. Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers, that was last night. Mm-hmm. And Keith Frank and the Swallow Family Band will be there tonight. We'll be there Sunday, September the 8th, starting at 4 p.m., and that's from 4 to 8 p.m., and that will be at Donald Ray's Place in right outside of Mamou in that area there. Go and check that out. John, you got something?
Okay. Yeah, I want to talk about St. Joseph Catholic Church annual Zydeco Dance featuring Gino Delafosse. It's going to be September the 28th at 9:30 p.m. at W.O.W. Hall. And that's off of Highway 167 south to Maurice. Turn right at the red light on Highway 92, approximately 1/2 mile down on the left. And the donation is only pre-sale, of course, is $8, and the door is $10. And that's a donation, by the way. And it's to help to keep maintaining St. Joseph Catholic Church over there. Every year they have this dance prior to their big Catholic bazaar. And they have the bazaar that's going to be taking place on October the 19th. New and used thrift store. And it's going to be open at 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's going to take place in the church hall. Barbecue dinners, pork steak dinner. All of that's going to take place on that Sunday, on October the 19th. And that's the bazaar. But don't forget, on the 28th, Gino Delafosse. That's going to be at the W.O.W. Hall. So get your dancing shoes, put it on your calendar right now. Just walk over to your calendar. I know a lot of you like to be entertained by Gino, and that's an opportunity for you to be able to do that. Melvin?
Let's see. Northside High School hosts open house Viking-style. Northside High School is working on to build a parental awareness and interest before the first home football game September the 13th. Parents are invited to the football stadium starting at 5 p.m. to learn how to help their student become more successful at Northside. The event will be set up as an open house where parents may walk around to meet teachers, get information in tutoring, ACT classes, scholarships, WellPAMS, parents portal, and many other opportunities and support systems available at Northside High School. There will be a fun jump to entertain the children as well as snacks for parents to enjoy as they walk around gathering information. Parents who complete the tour will be eligible for a door prize and will be announced during the football game. Julie Williams, assistant principal at the school, says we want to reach out to our parents and make them aware of many different ways to help the children be successful in school. When parents have the tools to help their children, we can work as a team to see them succeed. She may be reached at the school for more information at 337-521-7990. And that is Northside High School host. And that is before the game on the 13th, starting at 5 p.m.
Okay. Free workshop for the Basin Fishermen. That's going to take place on September the 11th. Now, just learn about the laws that support and protect the Atchafalaya Basin swamps and waterways and your rights to use the navigable water of U.S., the United States. Now, that's not used. Now, that's U.S. Uh-huh. And that's, again, 6:30 p.m., location at Henderson City Hall. And if you need some information before that, contact Carrie. And that's going to be at 225-685-9439. And that's sponsored by the Atchafalaya Basin Keepers, the town of Henderson, and crawfish producers up there. So that's something. We'll be back with Jackie Lyle. She got a whole lot of information she want to share with you. Just stay tuned right here. We're going to get her in the studio in a couple of minutes, and then we'll be talking to her about upcoming events here in Southwest Louisiana. And we're going to keep that as a surprise until we get on the air. Melvin, you got it.
What you were planning to do, but you wasting your time, baby. Can't you see? I don't wanna be wanted. Love ain't something I need. I'm too busy living, but
Most in land.
JT and Snow, I know y'all probably cooking over there in Big Mamu, hanging around the side of the place, enjoying life. Good morning to you guys. That up to the program de Zarico y Pasale Asmate, and we have a guest in the house this morning.
Yeah, the only thing, Melvin, is that we have about 2 or 3 minutes before we take a break here, and we're going to, of course, just say introduce Jackie Lyle. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
And I don't think your mic is on. You just you need to. Here you go.
We on?
Yeah.
Now, thanks.
Now you're welcome.
On. Yeah, now she's on. And say good morning again because people.
Good morning again.
Because your mic wasn't on.
You were, right. Right.
As they say in radio, it wasn't hot.
Yep.
So now.
Now I have a hot mic in a cold room.
Yeah. And okay. She said it's extremely cold here.
Well, that is a
But anyway, she wanted to talk about James Brown and get on the Goodfoot celebration in dance. So we're going to be talking to her for a brief moment, and right after when we come back after the brief intermission that we'll have, right after past 11 o'clock on this beautiful Saturday morning. So just stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We got some good news about James Brown, Get on the Goodfoot celebration in dance.
Zata Pekutel program de Zarekoi Pasaleas Matin. And we have a few minutes, a few seconds, really. But don't forget that the Ghost Riders 3rd Annual Funky Trail Ride is at Donald Ray's Place in Ville Platte. And that is started last night. It's going to go all the way through Sunday. DJ Chill Will and Lil Nate Nazarico was last night. And Keith Frank and the Swallow Family Band, they will be on Sunday, September the 8th. So get ready for that. That will be at Donald Ray's Place.